USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and his twin brother, Army Lieutenant Colonel Yevgeny Vindman, were both removed from their jobs at the White House. It was President Trump's response to Alexander's testimony to Congress in the impeachment investigation. Defense Secretary Mark Esper tells reporters the Vindmans are still in the military.
We welcome back all of our service members, wherever they serve, to any assignment they're given. I would refer you to the Army for any more detail on that.
A short time later, Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who also testified, announced he was recalled from his post as ambassador to the European Union. An American citizen has now died of the coronavirus in China. Two more planes carrying Americans evacuated from the epicenter arrived in the U.S. on Friday. They'll be quarantined for 2 weeks. The total death count in China is now 720. This is USA Radio News.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
In New Hampshire, some of the Democratic candidates for the White House came together for debates on an ABC stage ahead of Tuesday's primary. According to recent polls, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is the leading candidate there.
I'm very proud that in Iowa, we won the popular vote by 6,000 votes.
Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who practically tied Sanders in Iowa, spoke about his drug policy.
What I'm calling for is that we end the use of incarceration as a response.
This week, there's been some dangerous and deadly weather. At least 5 people have been killed.
Ooh, literally in a tornado.
2 tornadoes were reported in Maryland. There were no injuries, but there was major damage, with homes destroyed and trees uprooted.
Large pine trees just fell down like they were toothpicks.
At Warwick High School in central Pennsylvania, people were stunned.
It just had a whistle to it. It wouldn't last long. As soon as I heard it, the roof came off.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Labor Department reports hiring increased by 225,000 jobs at the beginning of the year, with the unemployment rate remaining at 3.6%. USA's John Clemens reports.
Analysts point out the economy was not impacted by China's outbreak of the coronavirus or threats of a trade war. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest report.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 225,000 in January, and the unemployment rate was little changed at 3.6%. Notable job gains occurred in construction, in healthcare, and in transportation and warehousing.
The economists point out there are more than 7 million jobs that are yet to be filled. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The former manager of the Houston Astros now says he should have done more to prevent his team from illegally stealing signs. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Former Houston Astros manager A.J. Hinch isn't dismissing the idea that Houston's 2017 World Series championship has been tainted by the sign-stealing scandal that cost him his job. He tells MLB Network,
I hope over time it's proven that it wasn't, but I understand the question. We did it to ourselves. And we're going to have to live and move forward and be better, better in the sport.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.